Love Talk Radio.
Cats out the bag. There's no question we have a problem.
we're going to get into it. But really, this is about dialogue with you. So I want you to call in. Come on in. Come on into the studio right now. 657-383-0944. If you go to my website, you can access it right away. ConstituentAdvocacy.com. You may see it behind me in the view if you're watching on Facebook Live. Again, that's ConstituentAdvocacy.com. All right? And then you click the icon there with the microphone, Nashville, come right on into the conversation. Feel free to do that at any time. And I'm going to, meanwhile, share our topic of discussion tonight and open it up. What you'll hear is not only the problem, but from a social scientist perspective, how as a city leader, legislator, as a member of the council at large, I will represent your interests in this particular regard. You followed us, you know that we've covered several other topics since May 2019. Tonight is the second to the last topic that we'll do for this campaign season. But you can go back again to the website, constituentadvocacy.com. As soon as you get to the homepage, there's this banner that says additional resources. When you click on that banner, it'll take you straight to the page where our previous podcasts have been recorded. You can either listen to them or you can view the conversation from the Facebook. You open up in your Facebook. All right. So having said that, let's get right into it. Feel free to give us a call here again. The number is 657-383-0944. And what I will do is I will go to Facebook and I will go back to the studio here to just see who we have joining us or who perhaps is posting a question for me. And maybe a general question. It doesn't matter where you are, what part of town you're in. Matters. Oak Hill, Forest Hill, you can be in Madison, it doesn't matter. You can be in Donaldson, Hermitage, it doesn't matter. Porto, White Street, Scottsboro, it doesn't matter. This is our time, this is your time. East Nashville, yes. Shelby Bottom, it does not matter. This past week, also, let me just say, had an opportunity to be with Dr. Catherine McDonald, who was trying to raise awareness about the safety issue there on Demondrium. You may know that is the area, 14th and Demondrium. That is the area where the gentleman sadly was killed on the scooter. But I witnessed it myself, that there is a posted bike lane. As individuals come down that hill from Music City Road, 14th and Demondrium, it's difficult for them to get there without having to stop, because unfortunately the traffic is not yielding and given to them in that bike lane. And many of them were forced out into the regular traffic. Again, this is an example of some of the issues that has come about. Now, what can we do about it? Well, certainly what we want to do is, what I want to do tonight is to let you know that I'm open to substantive conversation that will move toward solutions. That's my whole deal. All right. And again, with that, let me get right into the meat of the matter. One common concern of all residents in Nashville is the recent rise in juvenile offenses. We've seen where the news has reported, police reports, these offenses are committed by children, youth who are as young, I think the one age I saw was 10, 11 years old, right? Sadly, we had a matter July 4th. I am praying for the young lady as I continue to pray for Officer Anderson and his family. and all the men and women who were affected by that, but more importantly, this whole city. I don't believe that child woke up that morning with the intent to be engaged in that. But something happens. One of our youth found themselves in a rather dangerous and precarious position that ultimately led to loss of life. This is a common concern in Nashville, Davidson County. Why do you say common? Counsel at large candidate Ruben Dockery. Because trouble knows no ethnicity, it knows no age, it knows no economic status or geographic region. So long as you place yourself under the proper condition or condition to face trouble, you will have to deal with it. The question is, why are so many children unsupervised by their parents or guardians, thus being placed in a terrible, precarious, dangerous position of trying to figure out why, how did I get here? How did this happen? You see, friends, that is the greatest concern. All right? The problem is not about race, as I just alluded to. And it's really not about economic status. There are some racial issues. There are some economic issues in our city. This is not about that. Rather, it is about a social orientation and mindset. What we want to focus on, how we can empower parents of these young people across Nashville, Davidson County, who are at threat. That's what we want. That's what we're talking about tonight. Saving our youth across Nashville. Now, somebody is saying to themselves, oh, we got things going already. We got the juvenile court. The clerk, Donnell Matthews, is doing some great things. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But you and I know that if they were as great as we want them to be, we wouldn't continue to see these issues. So keep working, juvenile court clerk Matthews. Oh, we got other organizations that are doing great things. Don't stop working, because we still got a huge problem. But tonight what we're going to talk about is saving them. Now, as a candidate for council at large, I've been asked quite often, why are you running? Very simply, my response is because I have placed my concerns with those that I have voted for over the last 32 years here in Nashville. I haven't just complained or made suggestions verbally. I put them on paper. I've offered myself in the Nashville area and community in various settings voluntarily on our local radio station here, share my best ideas. We've put together seminars and workshops around town to demonstrate what we're talking about. We've actually worked in collaboration with several organizations associated with the schools. In 2008, then Mayor Carl Dean, I'm grateful for it, he invited me to be a member of a 40-panel task force. Specifically, my role and my subcommittee on that task force was germane to addressing these issues with young people in school and their social behaviors. Well, after being a founder of a nonprofit organization, Building Families and Communities, which special education teacher here in Nashville and a pastor for a number of years, we put some suggestions on the table. With all due respect, they fell on deaf ears, not only to that administration, but to subsequent administration, state, local, and yes, I've even proffered proposals for federal consideration. So what am I saying? I'm telling you that I hadn't just started in this game, this matter, and this hunt, this fight. We've been in a long time. And since I haven't been able to find anyone willing and able to take it on, head on, I'm here today. My hope is that you will send me to Metro Council. When I get there, you'll find me on the front row, working tirelessly in the interest of addressing issues just like this. Send it to Juvenile Court Clerk Judge Calloway. He graciously listened. We need more. I have heard that there's a need for funding for nonprofit organizations. Well, there's a process for that. And the city really can't give everybody that justly deserve it the money that they want, right? There has to even be a vetting and a request for proposal and a selection process. And there are some people doing some great things on the grassroots level. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So we have to ask ourselves, this is where I wear my social scientist hat. How can we empower the people of Nashville, most importantly, the parents and the guardians, family members, the neighbors, the community, these young people, which they live? I guess you know these young people go to some of these metro schools, right? I guess you know that in certain pockets and certain voting precincts, there is a large number of them who attend schools that are on the state's priority list. I guess you know that there's a correlation to unemployment and poverty in those voting precincts. What can we do about it? Well, what Reuben Dockery desires to do is to work with every council person, all 35 of them, and you, the constituents, in your respective voting precincts, council district, to address this thing head on. I have no doubt in my mind that we can fix it. We just need the will and the desire. We need someone, you need someone on the front row in those five seats. It's one of those five. All I ask you is to help me reach council at large. Because that's essentially the role of the council at large person, to represent all of Davidson County in concert with your respective council person. A lot of good people on the ballot. I'm out there campaigning. You may have seen them today. I was out there earlier. But the truth of the matter is, friends, there's more we can do on our local neighborhood and community level. Okay? And that's all I am saying. 657-383-0944. I want to direct your attention to my website. Are you going to do that, Mr. Doc? No. Because when you go to constituentadvocacy.com, well, how do you spell that? You say it so fast. Let me slow down then. C-O-N-S-T-I-C-U-E-N-C. And then you add advocacy. Advocacy.com. See, that's it. I've been to a few presentations or on a few panels, and I asked everyone how many of you all are constituents of Davidson County. Everybody raised their hand, mostly. And I said, great, because I'm an advocate. And I named the website Constituent Advocacy intentionally. That's really what it's about. It's not about Reuben Dockery. I want it. It's about how, as an advocate for constituents, we can move the ball and get things done. Okay? Now, so by this time, I presume you're at constituentadvocacy.com. Great. I mentioned earlier there was a tab that says additional resources. If you click on that right now, it'll immediately take you to the page where we have my approach to addressing this issue with at-risk youth in Nashville. Find themselves not doing well academically. Socially, they feel as though they're on the periphery. Voice is not heard. That Nashville has abandoned or forgotten, left them behind. All right, I have an approach to deal with that. But before you... Maybe you've jumped already. I just want to tell you that tomorrow morning, announcements, I'll be at Bordeaux Public Library at 8 a.m. You can come meet and greet, shake my hand, and if you want to have your ask additional questions in, if you hadn't voted already, if you have voted, come on out. We appreciate you. If you hadn't voted already, come on out. We appreciate you. And tell your neighbors to do likewise. Be there at around 10:25, 10:30. We'll leave there to go to Lakeshore Christian Church at 5434 Bell Forge Lane East, Antioch, Tennessee, where there is a candidate engagement with community members over there in those voting seats, precincts that include this Council District 32, 29, 28, 30, parts of 31. Okay? You can meet us there at 11 o'clock. We'll be there from 11 to 1 p.m. Leave there and make our way over to Edge Hill Community Day. Grateful to have been invited to come and share that with the neighbors there at 1000 Edge Hill Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37203. We'll be there roughly around 1:30 to about 2:30. Well, after we leave there, we'll be going over to Hermitage Public Library from about 3 to 4, about an hour. And you can meet me there for a voting rally at 3700 James K. Lane. That's in Hermitage, Tennessee, 37076. Day is not over with, though, friends. When we leave there, we'll be going to 1513 Jefferson Street, Nashville, Tennessee, 37208, for the AMAC, the American the Islamic group that is of American Muslim community, basically, have invited candidates out to speak with them about their concerns, particularly those that are in Council District 19, 2, 1, 3, in that area. And this will be at their local mosque there at 1513 Jefferson Street. And we're grateful that they invited us to come out and talk to us. I mentioned to you, that's really what this is all about. You should ask me questions. As a voter, I would ask you, and that's the way it should be. Anybody that's offended by you doing that or concerned or can't give you a straight answer, that's a good indication to you that they're wasting your time. With all due respect, just waste your time. You know, I've been here 32 years. I've seen a lot of people waste precious time. And now we have no more time because our babies are in a crisis. I've asked the question, what are your parents and guardians? What's the story? What do we need to do for them to get them where they are providing for their babies, their children, such that they're not in crisis? When I say I'm saying, I'm letting you know that I take it personal and I assume some responsibility. Citizen of Nashville. Yes, sir. Father, myself, two children. I understand the challenges of parenting. Been there. Done it. Right? I get it. I know that there's a boogeyman out there. Let me tell you something about the boogeyman, though. 50% booger, 50% man. Take your water holes, wash them boogers off of them, and then you got a 100% what? That's man left. And you got a 50-50 chance that y'all can get something done. How about that? All right. So that's our schedule tomorrow. Perhaps we'll go over that again before we get to it. Let's go to now additional resources. Perhaps you're there. Wow, I just saw something. In the top right-hand corner there on that page, there's a online giving tab. You know, it's not too late for you to make your contribution to the Doctor for Metro Council campaign. We'll be grateful. Any amount that any and everyone gives, excuse me. All right. I digress just for a second, but that's important. Now, you'll notice to the left-hand side of the screen on the page, there is a tab there that says Nashville Davidson County Four-Year Educational Focus. If you were to open that up, then first of all, that is directly correlated to the bottom tab that says Nashville Davidson County Public Safety Focus. These two are directly connected. And I've been sharing with people my idea of proactive public safety. Yes. The right type of initiative and conversation and support, not necessarily from the government directly, but from the people that live in the communities and neighborhoods can make the difference. I go back to the top, the educational focus, because really what it is about teaching and training of parents, neighborhoods, and communities to bring promise to their neighborhood. So there's a specific focus. There are six elements to the promise neighborhood model that I suggest. Now, where did this come from? Over the years, my experience as a nonprofit founder and executive director, as a pastor, as a teacher, to work in the social service arena. Rather, I was working as a supervisor of a juvenile detention or a correction officer in Riverbend Maximum Security, or as a treatment counselor in First Hospital Corporation. You can look at my profile there. Come to meet the candidate, find out that background. But all these things have enabled me to put together the proposal. Now, if you clicked on that PowerPoint presentation under the educational focus, by now you would see in that PowerPoint presentation the suggestion that I'm talking about. I'm going to go back to check Facebook and check the studio to see if anyone has called or somebody posted something. Just a second. By now you can see that we're talking about public education, by building promise in Nashville-Davidson County neighborhood. I don't need no promise in my neighborhood, Mr. Doctor. That's the case, fine. Somebody needs some promise. Hello. Help us get the promise where it needs to be. You don't need it, that's good. You're in good shape. Somebody needs it, though. And we need leadership. City Council. See to it. All right. There, I want to scroll down through this, and there's a tab there, a page that says Promise Neighborhood Program Strategies. It offers the conceptual framework. And there are four quadrants, basically, which identify roles specifically and where the impact is or can be, where the influence comes from. The individual, in terms of their social domain. The family, and it as a social domain. The civic social domain, or the city, local government, greater community. And then here's where we really should be considered, the ethnic or subcultural social domain. Ethnic or subcultural social domain. If we're talking about our Asian neighbors and communities, there's a different perspective generally than what is needed for African Americans. Not always, but many times that's the case. There's a different ethnic orientation for our Hispanic neighbors and for our Somalian neighbors, for our Muslim neighbors. So to assume that it's a one-size-fits-all will set you up for failure. It's important that we look at the needs where they are and we're focused and deliberate about addressing them. Okay? I won't stay there too long. But then I want you to do, I'm going to stop right here at the sixth element of bringing promise to neighborhood. This is going to help the babies. It's going to help you catch them children, but more importantly, it's going to help parents manage their time in a proactive way. So they don't have time to be engaged in these things. We want to permeate a value for education and social mobility and orientation such that they don't have to ask, but they will be prepared to produce for themselves, become productive citizens of society. You do know that that is the primary focus of our public schools, right? The state contracts with the local education agency, the LEA, in this case, Metro School Board, to to ensure that every citizen in the state of Tennessee, specifically in Davidson County, has the opportunity to their right a good, free public education. Yes, let us fight about how we sustain that economically. Who should we pay and so forth and so on. That needs to be held. That conversation needs to be held. But right now what we're really talking about is the babies that fall through the crack from the time they leave home on their way to school. Right now, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the other folks. Right now, I'm talking about the babies because our youth are in a crisis. Many of them, not all of them, many of them, and if the least of them are in a crisis, we all should be concerned. They are indeed in a crisis, as evidenced again by records at the juvenile court with the police department, even with the sheriff's department, social service agencies, detention facilities. There's an issue. We got a problem. We got a problem. Briefly, element one, building an urban community support consortium. Look at the presentation in full details. I won't go over tonight. Establishing in each of those voting precincts in those neighborhoods, 21st century community learning centers. Okay? And what are these centers doing? They have a specific focus and are orientated to build within that neighborhood, that community, that value for learning and extended learning beyond the brick and mortar of the schools. So we talk about bringing technology there. Good example is in California, they use flight simulators. Boeing donated flight simulators to this community, poverty-ridden community. And young men who were prone to get into gangs and wind up in juvenile or dead were focused, and they saw a drastic turnaround academically for them when they had this focus program. It's there. I won't go into all of it right now. Check it out. Parent involvement training. That's one of the things that as a nonprofit executive and a grant writer, we've done a great deal of study and research around, and we have a piece there. Look at it. Developing an outline and educational agenda. This helps our public school teachers to have a child come before them that is engaged and ready to learn. All right, I won't stay on it. Focus on family health services, not just the physical health. Clearly, there's a tremendous concern about social, emotional, and mental health. Many of them go undiagnosed, unaddressed. Unfortunately, only time anything can be done is after somebody is a victim. We can be proactive and stop that. Lastly, having a firm parent-school agreement wherever your child goes to school. I don't think we should get rid of public school. But there's room for improvement by having parents partner with their schools and their teachers. I'm not just talking about somebody to play games with you. I'm talking about you actually being actively engaged and developing policy and so forth and so on. We're in a better position to make sure that the baby, your baby, that go into these schools, get what they need. All right? Again, I'm going to end there on that, but let me check and see. We got about 657-383-0944 is the number to call. Call right now. Don't wait. Call right now. Don't be afraid. I'm not the boogeyman. I'm your friend. All right? This is Reuben Dockery. You're just tuning in. This is live podcast discussion with at-large candidate Reuben Dockery on the ballot August 1st for Metro Council at-large. I desire to serve your best. You deserve responsive, reliable, and consistent leadership. That's what I bring to the table. Having said that, doesn't necessarily mean we down anybody else. I'm just telling you what I can do for you. Okay? And that's why I ask you for your vote. So let's see Facebook. I don't have anybody call me yet.
Where are you going?
All right, we're going to keep going for a few more minutes. The number to call is 657-383-0944. Let's see what we got here on Facebook. Give me a second. I'll check and see if I'm missing something somewhere else. But, y'all, give us a call here. 657-383-0944. All right. Ms. Booker, thank you so much for tuning in there, Ms. Booker. And watch us. If you want to give us a shout-out, give us one. We'll be happy to address that. anyone else? Now, so, again, our topic tonight is saving our youth across Nashville. And I say that again with a qualifier. Everybody's children are not at risk. At risk of what, Doctor? Of juvenile detention. Some of the unfortunate incidents of dying in the street, of the street violence, gangs, dropping out of school. I don't mean to suggest that everybody's child is. Clearly what we know, neighbors, is that there are too many children who are. And that should concern any rational, concerning, hearing individual citizen. You know how we pulled together when we had that big flood back in 2010? Somehow it didn't seem like race mattered. This crisis requires that type of coming together. Remember when, tragically, just a couple of years ago, young man went into a restaurant, Waffle House, took lives, innocent lives. We can use that type of coming together, right? And then there are other incidents, right? But more importantly, what we are desirous of is leadership. Leadership. Leadership that is proactive and that will give account for the time that they have. I'm speaking about myself in office. You know, the council person has 4 years. And the expectation is in those 4 years, they best represent, particularly council at large, the interests of all of Nashville constituents. Does that mean they're going to see all 600-some thousand of them in the 4 years? No, not necessarily. But it does mean that they will be accessible. It does mean that they will be productive in working with your council person to ensure that certain things are done and that their available resources, opportunities are available. Now, some of the more socially related requests, funding issues in Nashville are our best bet when people work together. Now, we have a lot of nonprofits and we have a lot of different organizations that you can donate to here. That's good. But again, we have a specific set of problems that require a specific approach. And what we really need is to empower people in their neighborhoods. Be the engine that makes this thing go. Okay? That's what I'm really talking about right now. If those other organizations want to help, great. I don't want to turn anybody away. But it's important that people are empowered. Most important, parents are empowered. Hear people say all the time, law won't let us discipline our children. You've heard that, haven't you? Well, that's factually incorrect. What the law says is that it's illegal for you to abuse or neglect your children. Not say it's illegal for you to discipline. So that begs the question then, what's the difference in discipline and or neglect? Discipline starts with exemplifying or modeling the expected behavior for our children. Setting standards and the expectation for their behavior. What is that basically? We talked about this previously. And that is embracing civic expectations of our area. Children should be in school. Right? And it's expected that while they're in school, they're engaged in the learning process. That they follow the directions of the teachers and the principals and staff there, right? Parents, there's a Latin phrase in loco parentes. It has to do in the place of the parents. When you send your child to the school, the expectation is that the principals and the teachers are going to take care of them just like they were their own parents, right? But that don't take away your rights or your responsibilities as a parent. Okay? So what am I saying? I'm saying basically that there is work to be done to empower, again, the guardians and parents. You see often that their grandparents now find themselves doubling back, raising their grandchildren, being a parent all over again. They can use some support, right? Their fathers, dads who want to be active in their children's lives, perhaps they've had a criminal record or some hiccups in life, and they want to get it right. Perhaps they had married the mother of their children, right? And there are barriers there, basically. And there's a process by which they can go and establish those rights and do things correctly. I'm saying, we're paying child support already. They get money from me. Sometimes that's done under the radar. Well, again, what's most important, neighbors, that the children get what they need. And money is not going to develop and rear a healthy, productive child, become an adult. Money don't do it. It helps. It doesn't do it by itself. Okay? What we need is people to be properly orientated. I know I've personally worked in my line of work as a nonprofit operator and a pastor. A lot of young people, male and female, particularly young men who want to. But there are barriers. And oftentimes, the biggest barrier is policies in government. Hello. They don't want a handout. They don't want nobody giving them nothing. Just want you to get out their way and they'll get it themselves. But these policies that preclude them or prevent them from doing the things that they want to do, to build, sustain the quality of life of them and their families, their children, they're there. Right? Those things that we can have real honest conversation about, in addition to some of the economic issues here, policies around taxation. No, you shouldn't be going and talking about some, I'm gonna fix the problem, but I'm going to take your money to fix it, and I cause the problem. That ain't right. That ain't right. If we need your money, I should ask you first. I should have direct engagement with you. Again, I hope that you can see that with this approach that we're employing here, it provides and fosters that direct approach, communication, and dialogue. I hope you can see that. All right, we got a few more minutes here. Give us a call here, 657-383-0944. If you're listening to us here, this is your candidate at large, Ruben Dockery for Metro Council at large. I hope that we can have your support at the ballot box. The only way we can effectuate or act on these things that we're sharing is that we be in office. Certainly in my role as council at large. Heaven knows that over the years that I've been here, we've been in the trenches working, and we won't stop. Oftentimes people tell you what they'll do if they're elected. What are you going to do if you don't get elected? Well, we continue to fight. I can do a whole lot more with and for you, my friend, by being in the council. So I ask you humbly and respectfully for your vote. Tell your friends. Tell 1,000 friends. Come on, let's get it done. Get Docker in office so we get the work done. And watch this. I was talking to a sweet old lady in Bordeaux recently. And I said, now, if I don't do what I ought to do, what you going to do? She said, I'm going to take a stick at you. Well, I believe she probably know how to use that stick, too. And that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Remember the social contract we talked about? It involves you, the voter, giving consent to be governed by those who are elected to represent you in public office. In exchange for that, you follow what they lay down, as long as everything, it's not for them to take over and to make money off of you or to be there and do nothing for you. You give them consent to represent you. Where do you get that from, Doctor? We the people of the United States, right? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. And to secure these rights, governments are established among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. An abstract from Thomas Jefferson, Declaration of Independence, 1776. Just that simple, y'all. Just that simple. All right, let's see what we got here on Facebook here. Anybody have anything? Well, I don't see anybody yet. Oh, come on, man. Come on, we got a few more minutes here. And if you choose not to, that's perfectly fine. I hope that the information we have provided you. I was told that sometimes, Dr., people don't need to be talking. They just want to hear what you have to say. They just want you to clearly state and bring the facts. And I find that it's after the fact often that people go and digest the information at their own choosing. This is a Friday night, and most people are just getting off work, and many of them are not tuned in to politics or conversations about politics. But my friends, you're not careful. Somebody will be there on your dime another 4 years, and you won't get nothing. I hate to say it like that, but that's just the way it is. Let's say, let's talk like it is. We have a conversation right now. You'll get nothing. You know how it goes. Nothing from nothing. Thieves, absolutely nothing. A big fat zero, you try to subtract something from it, all you're going to get is a negative nothing. That's the only math I know now. I mean, anyway, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So, okay, let's see here. I'm going to leave the phone line open another 5 minutes or so. 657-383. If you just want to say hello, that'll be fine. Don't have to necessarily give your name. Maybe you can tell us what part of town you're calling from. 657-383-0944. Facebook people, I see you. Why don't you shoot us a question or comment or just say hi to us. Appreciate you. I'm going to take a time, a little minute, while we wait on you to do that, to go back and give you our schedule tomorrow in case you want to meet us at any or all of these locations. Yours truly will be there. It's a long day for us tomorrow. There is a video there on the page that's entitled Additional Resources. Okay, you can go there, and under the platform, candidate platform, you can see campaign resources or the tab that says additional resources. Okay, quickest way to get there, click that tab, that little pink tab there. But I want to right now just kind of discuss what that schedule is on the home page. Tomorrow, Saturday, July the 20th, 2019, from 8 to about 10:30, we'll be at a voting rally at Bordeaux Public Library, 4000 Foxville Pike, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. That's an opportunity for you to come on out. Early voting is going on. You can go and vote. And touch bases with us. You'll see us there. You'll see the big white tent with black and white letters. Come on out. Come on in the tent. Talk to us. I love to shake your hand and say hello. All right? If you're in the Bordeaux area, if you live in Council District 1, 2, or 3, 7, 5, 19, those are the areas that perhaps are closest to it. District 1, come on out. Let's see. Jolton, White Creek, Scottsboro, Bordeaux Hills, Haynes Manor, Haynes Garden. Represent. Come on out. We'd love to see you there. Pastor Howard Jones is also running as a counselor in large person. And he and I talked the other day, and I understand that he'll be there as well. And there perhaps will be some others there. But so come on over there, brother. Let's talk. Let's talk to these people. Shoot straight with them now. Okay. 11 o'clock a.m. to 1 p.m., I will be at Lakeshore Christian Church. I'm sorry, Lakeshore Christian Church, 5434 Bell Forge Lane in Antioch, Tennessee, 37013. And we'll be doing candidate engagement there. You're part of Council Districts 32. 31, 30, 28, 29, perhaps 26, 27. I believe that they will serve those areas there. 33, in 33, come on out. We have to see you. All right, and then you can go straight over to the Southeast Library, off of Bell Road, and vote. And vote after that. Voting goes until 4 p.m. tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow, okay? So any of these events you come to, there will be an opportunity for you to go and vote. You can vote tomorrow up until 4 p.m. All right, from 1:30 to about 2:30, somewhere around there, we'll be at the Edge Hill Community Day event at 1000 Edge Hill Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37203. be glad to engage you there as well for that time. 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. will be at the Hermitage Public Library. That's in Hermitage, the Hermitage, Tennessee area. 3700 James K. Lane, Hermitage, Tennessee, 37076. Long day. Long day. I'd be happy to meet you there. If you're in the Hermitage or Donaldson area, Council Districts 11, 12, 13, 16, 15, that's closest to you, the Hermitage Public Library. Come on out. See us there. Happy to shake your hand. No thrills or anything. Just want to let you know that we take you seriously and we value not only your vote, but the opportunity to engage you and be an advocate. All right? We will leave there and be at the mosque on at 1513 Jefferson Street. The American Muslim Center will be hosting a forum of sorts to meet the candidate there. And I think there will be other candidates as well, but I'll be there. You can meet us there at from 4:30. I'll be there from 4:30. I think they start at like 3 to 6, but I'll be there from 4:30 to 6 p.m. I'd love to engage you and talk. All right? Now, next weekend, you can see that on the website. We're going to be at Bellevue Public Library from 8 a.m. to 9:30. From 10 a.m. to 11:30, we'll be at the Green Hills Public Library. And we'll talk more about that next Friday. And from 12 p.m. to 1:40 p.m., we'll be at the Casa Azafrans Community Center. That's a voting rally there. And then lastly, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., I'll be at the Edmonton Pike Public Library. That's on next Saturday, July 27th. But those previous dates are for tomorrow morning, starting tomorrow morning. Meet us there. Meet us there. This is what this is all about. Okay. And we have no takers right now. So what we're going to do is we're going to prepare to close out. This, let's see if we have anything, anybody from Facebook. Give me a second here. And if we get anybody, then we'll bring them right on. You understand what I'm saying? We'll bring them right on, and cause that's really what this is all about, right? That's what it's all about you, right? That's what it's about. So let's see if we have anyone else. No, we don't. We don't. We'll keep scrolling. We will keep on scrolling and make our way to the end. You may have noticed that you've been left each night for this special podcast. You heard some jazz artists, and as a purveyor of music and jazz, and enjoyed my portion. I came to Fisk University 32 years ago, and I was a member of the Jazz Ensemble in addition to the Black Mass Choir. With the Jazz Ensemble, we had the occasion to play with individuals associated with the Smithsonian Institute, Middle Tennessee State University, under the direction of William Moon. I think you mind me telling you that. And great experience. But hope you enjoy jazz as I do. This song is titled Listen Here by Eddie Herrick, renowned saxophone, crisp, smooth, clean. This is your 2019 Council at Large candidate, Ruben Dottier. I'm grateful for those of you who took the time to follow those things, those who will go after tonight. Give me a call if you want to at 615-498-4669. Perhaps you want to shoot me an email. You can do that at Dockery, the number 4, Metro, M-E-T-R-O, Council, that's one word, at gmail.com. So that's all one word, Dockery, D-O-C-K-E-R-Y, the number 4, Metro Council, at gmail.com. Thank you again to those who have listened, those who have followed, even though you chose not to participate directly live. And we'll see you next Friday on July the 26th, 7 o'clock p.m., for our last episode of the special podcast, Canada Super Talk. Thank you again. Thank you.